Hi, I'm Martin, and welcome to Upgrade Your Day, the podcast. So today, it's a little different. I'm actually currently rambling around Edinburgh. It's early morning. It's a beautiful West End area. It's very leafy. It's very foresty. There's a lovely little river. Lots of birds. Owls, I think, as well. I need to brush up on my sounds in nature. I must. But it's absolutely lovely. So I'm just having an early morning walk. It is the last day of the Edinburgh Fringe. We've done 23 shows. Well, actually, about 43 shows with the Basil Brush Kids Show and the Basil Brush Unleashed and Uncut for Grown-Ups. It is our final show tonight. So I just wanted to take a moment to talk about how it's been this month. And I guess this is kind of for fellow performers, but also a lot of what I want to talk about can be it can be messages for anyone, really, absolutely anybody, just about gratitude and how sometimes I think we do struggle to kind of find things to be grateful for because everything can seem quite heavy. We can feel quite like everything's on top of us, a lot of doom and gloom, and it's hard to enjoy and embrace the little things in life, which I hope if you follow Upgrade Your Day and my meditations and my positivity, you gradually find sometimes that even just that lovely morning cup of coffee, if you're a coffee fan, is lovely and it sets you up for the day and it's something to be grateful for. I'm also going to talk about my making the bed theory. Now, I should start by saying I really wish I had a better name for it. I really wish there was a better item that I'd chosen to think about a few years ago. But it's not. It's a bed. And actually, I think a bed, we spend most of our time in bed. It's a place where we find comfort, where we feel safe, where we're snuggled, especially on a winter's night if we haven't got the heating on. So I think it's probably a really good analogy, even though it doesn't seem very cool. But I'm going to talk about that in a little bit. What I did want to say about the Fringe is, I think I've mentioned this on previous ones, but our show this year, 50% of it is what we've done before, 50% is new. So even though I came at it from a very different perspective than 2019, it's been a whole revelation. This year has been completely different when it comes to anxiety because of having a mindfulness practice. However, I'm very aware that a lot of people that follow Upgrade Your Day and follow me aren't necessarily wanting a mindfulness practice. They don't want to leap into meditation at all. They like a bit of positivity and that's it. So the making a bed, making a bed theory kind of is for people that maybe don't necessarily want a mindfulness meditation. They don't want a mindfulness practice. They just want something to think of, like making a bed. I'm laughing because it is so strange. It is so strange, but I hope you're with it. And listen, you must email me if you enjoy this analogy, if you can relate to it, if you think this is actually quite genius, then email me martin@upgradeyourday.co.uk or wherever this is on my social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, whatever. Just send me a little message just to reaffirm me that I haven't gone crazy, that it is quite good. The idea, I think, is from me being in show business for 22 years, I think it is now. And when I started performing Kevin 11 years ago, Kevin Crew is my other comedy character, the anxiety that I had going to gigs was through the roof. And all I really had was, well, last night's went well, so let's hope this night goes well. And over the years, I've had so many good gigs and I've had a very few bad gigs. I will talk about some of those bad gigs in a moment, but I've had very few. Now, a lot of people say, you know, you've had all these amazing gigs, why are you anxious? Why are you nervous about a gig? Because they've all gone really well. But my head goes to the place of, well, when am I going to have that one gig where they all walk out, I get booed off stage, they throw rotten fruit, if that's still a thing. And I've seen that happen to another comic who got booed off stage and an entertainment manager had to remove him. And I felt awful. However, I spoke to him afterwards and he was just like, oh, well, it happens. Like, he couldn't care less. And I just thought, what a great attitude. If that was me, I would be, well, let me just tell you about a gig that I did back 10 years ago or something. I'd just been given 72 dates for a holiday company, and it was probably about my eighth gig in. They'd gone very well. I put seven gigs had gone well, and I did an eighth gig where everything went wrong from start to finish. Back then, we're talking 10 years ago, so I had CD. The CD just messed up. Now, if a CD didn't work, I'd probably go, right, you know, get onto iTunes, I'll pay you, just download a load of backing tracks or something to the YMCA or whatever it was I was doing at the time. Who am I kidding? I'm still doing it now. But it was a case of it messed up during the gig. And so I was trying to speak to the sound guy saying, get on iTunes and buy the YMCA, it's fine. And just kind of trying to say that as well as trying to perform. I think somebody had come up on stage to do something and they'd fallen over, and that had become a bit of a thing. I was speaking to some people in the audience and they just weren't getting what I was doing, and they were kind of being really cheeky back, but awkward cheeky. So I wasn't being booed off stage and it wasn't horrific, but for me, the whole thing went horribly wrong. And actually, the audience started talking a lot to themselves, and I could have walked off stage and nobody would have known any different. It was horrible. And afterwards, I then found out that the sort of area manager and the big boss of this company were in the audience. So I took it upon myself to go and speak to them afterwards, just to kind of go, I'm actually good. And I went out there and I did that whole chit-chat thing, which is just tedious. And they just said to me, you win some, you lose some. And again, I thought, that's just, I'm so glad you're saying that, because I'm beating myself up right now. And the next day, I mean, I didn't get to sleep till about 2-3 in the morning. The next day, I was awake at 4 in the morning, and I went and sat by the beach, and I had to really think and put myself in a good place. I think I must have been there for about an hour and a half, just going, look, think of all the good things in life. This doesn't really matter. I know you're passionate about what you do, but it doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things. And I kind of calmed my mind, as it were. It was my early mindfulness, really. My manager, I emailed the next day saying, look, if you get reports, if you get any negativity, this is what happened. I was putting it all out there. And of course, you know what I'm going to say? Nobody complained. Nobody said anything. And actually, 6 months later, the holiday company, the following year, actually booked me for 82 gigs or something like that. There was more. And there was me panicking and worrying. And I put so much out there, negativity out there, and nobody else was thinking it. It was just me. And that was a big, big learning curve for me at the time. And since then, I think that's when I really started to look at mindfulness and how I need to go about things. So I came up with this idea that every time I do a good gig, and you can relate it to maybe you do something positive or something good happens to you, or maybe even you just get through another day. You just get through another day. What I do is go, I'm going to reward myself with, let's just say, a bed leg. Another gig, another bed leg. Another gig, another bed leg. Suddenly I've got four. Now I'm going to build the frame. Another good gig frame, and so on and so on and so on. The mattress comes along. I do a good gig. I've got a spring. I can't lie in the bed just yet, but I'm working on it. I'm getting there. Suddenly you've got a mattress. You've got a bed. You've got a pillow. You've got a blanket. You've got a duvet, whatever it is. And you're sleeping in it and it's fine. Now, if you do a bad gig, then you might have to take a spring away. Does it make any difference to your night's sleep missing one out of 100 springs? No, doesn't matter. If you have another bad gig and another, and suddenly you're missing 6 or 7 springs, there's going to be a little bit of an awkward dent there. Does it really matter? You're aware of it, but it doesn't matter. If you then have a string of bad gigs and suddenly 20, 30 gigs, then there's going to be a bit of a dent. And you know what? You might have to lie on the other side. You might have to lie upside down. You might have to change your sleeping pattern. You might wake up in the middle of the night a little bit. Oh, why do I feel a bit odd? Oh, yeah, that's right, because I'm missing some springs. But it doesn't really matter. You still got your bed. And if you do a good gig, you put a spring back and another spring and another spring. And then suddenly you've got scatter cushions. And what else can you get for your bed? There's nothing else. I know what. I've done a good gig. I'm going to get a carver to come in and carve some lovely initials on the bed frame. Oh, and then another good gig. Oh, I'm going to get him to carve some little whatever's on the bed frame. And so on and so on. Before you know it, you've got this palatial bed, this Egyptian sleeping like a god bed. There's nothing more you can do. So do you know what? Put that in storage, start another one, and make this even bigger and grander. The idea, if you haven't got there already, is that after time, after a few years, after a load of gigs, and actually, I say time, but this could be, you could be doing two or three gigs a day for a whole month, and you've made a few beds in that time. But after a while, not only are you sleeping in the most palatial bed where every feather of that cushion's been earned from a gig or a day you've got through or something that's happened that's positive, but you've also got a warehouse full of beds. You've got backups like there's no tomorrow. And for me, and I'm saying this for me, that thought is really strong when I do a performance or I do a gig, or actually even there's a little something, maybe a party or a gathering or some people that I'm to meet, and I get that anxiety feeling. That bed is a really strong visual for me of, you know what, I have this palatial, beautiful, gorgeous bed and loads in storage. I've got this. It's absolutely fine. And if whatever happens here doesn't go how I want it to, if it doesn't go to plan, you know what? I'm taking out a feather. I'm taking out a feather of six pillows on my bed. It doesn't matter. And I've got 150 pillows in storage. Now, somebody I did tell this to, and they said, oh, I think of it as a car, car parts. Suddenly you've built your own Lamborghini. And then you've built another and another, and you've got a showcase, a car load of, a garage full of cars, which I guess can work for some people. So maybe my bed theory is something you could relate to something yourself. Could even be a garden. It could be that you've got a pot plant with one plant in it, and then you get another plant and another, and before you know it, you've got this forest and this beautiful nature reserve full of fish and rivers and trees and flowers and shrubs and bushes and all sorts. Whatever it is, I think it's a lovely way to visualize. Now, not everybody needs to visualize something. Not everybody needs to do anything like I've just said. But if you are like me, and as you'll know if you follow me or you listen to the podcast, I like to speak my truth. I like to speak from my heart. I don't go reading lots of books, finding lots of really long words or anything like that to try and impress you. I speak as is, because Upgrade Your Day is all about normal people, everyday people. Layman's terms, well, however you want to put it, that's what it's about. I think sometimes in my rambling videos, it might start with you seeing me out at sort of 5:30 in the morning rambling and the sunrise and how wonderful. And I'll look at him and his well-being and his exercise. Oh, it's all right for some. How does he do it? And then I'll say in my video that actually I was a bit drunk last night and came in with a kebab. So it's surprising I got up so early. It's real life. That is real life. And that's why I say what I do. And I like sharing these things with you. And as I said before, if you relate to this, if you like this bed theory, then please email me martin@upgradeyourday.co.uk. I'd love to hear what you think about it, because for quite a few years now I've had this that I do, and this is the first time I'm really sharing it. You're probably thinking, you probably shouldn't share it actually, Martin. You should probably just keep that to yourself. But hey, listen, I don't mind. I enjoy it. That is my bed theory. That is it. And I did, I did mention in my last video when we did the affirmations, how I wanted to get like a little tattoo that sort of encompasses everything to do with mindfulness. And I wanted to say it, but I wanted to share it for this one, that kind of bed theory. But a little tattoo of a bed, it's not very, it's a bit, although maybe that is really special. Maybe if anybody that likes this idea, maybe if we start having little images of beds places, we'll go, oh, you know the bed theory, right? That's how you get through a day. That's what you do for your anxiety or for your nerves. Oh, I'm with you. You've listened to Martin. Maybe we need to. If anybody is an artist or an illustrator that can make a bed look cool as a tattoo, I really want one. Or just an image it's just an image to put on something. Maybe I should be putting it into my logo, whatever it is. I'm probably too scared to get a tattoo. Whatever it is, I just think that would be really great. I think also on my workshops and courses, I talk about the science behind mindfulness, the scientific evidence and research papers. But sometimes this can all be summed up very simply, as Millie did on my awareness, I think maybe my third or fourth podcast. Millie said, upgrade your day is all about just putting a cherry on the top. And I just loved that, because that's what it is. Whatever you're going through, whatever your day's like, whatever situation you're in, there's always a cherry to be put on top, whatever that is for you, whether it's just getting an early night or whether it's about treating yourself to a really, I don't know, expensive bottle of perfume or aftershave or whatever it might be, whatever floats your boat, whatever you can do within your own little universe, putting that little cherry on the top can make such a difference to our day. And I think Millie completely summed that up. In fact, maybe I need to put a cherry on the bed. Maybe I need an image which is a cherry on a bed. It's early. It's my last day of the Fringe. I am absolutely exhausted, as you could probably tell. So listen, that's my little bit about my side of gratitude and sharing my bed theory. I hope you enjoyed that. I hope you enjoyed listening to me rabbit on for 20 minutes or so. I am going to finish with a 3-minute upgrade, a little short gratitude meditation. I don't know if you can hear this, because obviously I can't hear what I'm recording, but there are birds tweeting away this morning. It's absolutely beautiful. So we're just going to do a very gentle 3-minute meditation. We're going to start with the bell and finish with the bell. And thank you for listening. And as always, please, if you wish, leave me some stars, leave a lovely little review, or send me any messages at martin@upgradeyourday.co.uk, or message me through social media. I love hearing from you, and I love hearing that you're enjoying the Upgrade Your Day podcast. There's a few more to come for season one, series one, however you want to say it. And the next one next week is very exciting. Someone very special I'm talking to. So I hope you enjoy that. But thank you so much for listening. Make sure you spread the Upgrade Your Day love. Please message other people. Tell them about it. Share it. Whatever you want to do, I'd really appreciate it. And thank you for listening today to the bed making theory. So here is our little 3-minute gratitude meditation. So just going to start by making ourselves comfortable. We can either sit down, lie down, it's completely up to you. But find somewhere comfortable where you're aware of your surroundings right now. And if you can make yourself 10% more comfortable, just do that. Just be aware of how you feel. Just for the next 3 minutes. Then I invite you to close your eyes or soften your gaze. And just place all your intention on the breath. And we're just going to start by just being aware of our natural breathing rhythm right now. And remember, any thoughts that come into your mind, just be aware of them, but let them go by. Just like little clouds in the sky, let them float by. And just keep all your intention on the anchor, which is the breath. And in your own time, just take the biggest breath you've taken so far today. Whatever that may be for you, just take the biggest breath you've taken. You can even let it out with a sigh. And just be aware of any sounds around you right now. Either sounds coming from this meditation or what's around you at this moment in time. Be aware of any smells, any scent that may be in the air. And just be aware of how you feel right now. I then invite you to place a hand on your heart. And just be aware of how that feels, the warmth it may be creating, feeling your heartbeat, feeling your breath. And I'd like you to think of something that you're grateful for today. However big or small, just place a thought in your mind of something you're grateful for right now, today. And whatever that may be, let it bring a smile to your face. Just remember our breath coming in and going out. And just being aware of the thing that we're grateful for today, making us smile with gratitude. And once again, I ask you to take another breath, the biggest breath you've taken so far today, bigger than the last one. Let it out with a sigh and just be aware of how that feels. And then in your own time, just place your hand back to where it was before, keeping all your intention on the breath for these final few moments of the meditation. Thank you.